You're listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Sean.
Well, hello!
Hey, today we're going to learn about how Jesus came to save sinners using a story from the Bible. We've been learning all about the life of Jesus. We learned about miracles that Jesus did, like when he fed the 5,000 people with just a little bit of food. And we talked about how he healed a man and calmed a storm. And this week, we're going to read about another person who came to see and hear Jesus, just like the children. His name was Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, and he was a tax collector.
A tax collector? Who in the world would want to collect tax? Those things are sharp and tiny, and they really hurt when they poke your thumb.
No, Sean, not tax collector. Tax collector. A tax is when someone collects your money.
He collects money? I'm confused.
You know what might help us?
The Monopoly guy. Oh, he always has money and a fancy mustache.
No. We need somebody for real who works with money. He's a banker. Let's say banker together.
Banker. Banker. Yeah. Did someone say banker?
Hey, it's our good friend, Brad the Banker. Welcome to the show, Brad.
Thanks for having me, Julie and Sean. If I had a nickel for every time I've been called in to help on this podcast, well, I've had one nickel. Oh, goodness. It seems I can't come up with anything clever to say that's also about money. I guess all my money humor has been spent.
That's a good one, Brad. Well, we could use your help. In our Bible story today, there's a man named Zacchaeus, and the Bible says he was a tax collector. We know it has something to do with money, but we're not really sure exactly what that means.
Yeah. What does a tax collector do exactly?
Great questions, Julie and Sean. Meh. And I think my background in banking could be a real benefit to us here. You're right. A tax collector works with money. Their job is to go around and collect money.
No way. That sounds kind of awesome. I mean, I love collecting money. From my couch cushions, under the seat of our minivan, there's always things there. And the pond at the mall?
That may be fun, Sean, but a tax collector doesn't search for money. He actually goes around and takes money from people.
Oh, goodness. That sounds less awesome.
Yeah.
More kind of mean.
Spot on, friend. Tax collectors worked for the government, the people in charge of where you live, and to pay for all the things the government did, like build roads and buildings, raise an army for fighting. And people had to pay the government, and that is called a tax.
Wait, now that you mention it, I think I've heard my parents talk about having to pay their taxes, and I know they don't like it.
That's right, sport. You got it. Paying taxes is something that grown-ups like your parents do today. But unlike the way taxes are collected today, back in Bible times, tax collectors took their money in some pretty unfair and unkind ways.
Is that why nobody liked them?
You're right on the money, Julie. Not only did tax collectors often take more money than they were supposed to, they were collecting taxes for a government that wasn't too kind to its people.
Yeah, I bet back then they didn't like to see those tax collectors coming. They probably didn't have too many friends either.
I think you're probably right, Sean, which is what makes the story about Jesus and Zacchaeus all the more amazing. I can't wait for you to hear it.
Brad, this has been so helpful. Thanks so much for joining us and sharing what you know.
Meh, of course. It's been a pleasure helping you to collect your thoughts about tax collectors.
Oh, I hope
it pays off as you learn even more as you hear the story from the Bible.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It's from God and about God, and it is true. Let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand his word. Dear God, thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. Amen.
We've been learning about the life of Jesus. We learned about miracles that Jesus did, like when he fed 5,000 people with just a little food, healed a man, and calmed a storm.
And we've learned about how Jesus loved sinners. He gave a sinful woman at a well a heart that loved and trusted him and talked with little children that came to see him. Many people heard about these things that Jesus had done, and they wanted to see Jesus and hear Jesus teach that Jesus came to save sinners.
One of the men that wanted to hear and see Jesus was named Zacchaeus. On the count of three, let's say Zacchaeus. One, two, three.
Zacchaeus. Yeah, Zacchaeus was a man that had heard about Jesus, and he was also a tax collector. He had lots and lots of money, but a lot of his money he had because he stole it from the people when they paid their taxes. He would take more money from people than he was supposed to, and then he would keep the extra money for himself. That's stealing.
Yeah, God says stealing is a sin, and God knows what's best, and Zacchaeus was not doing what was best. Mm-mm. One day, Jesus came to visit the town where Zacchaeus lived, and Zacchaeus had heard all about Jesus, and he wanted to go see Jesus to find out what Jesus had to say.
So, Zacchaeus went to where he was, but like always, there was a huge crowd of people around Jesus. He couldn't see over all the people because he was a small, small man. Can you pretend like you're trying to see someone?
But Zacchaeus had an idea. He saw a big sycamore tree. Can you say sycamore?
Sycamore.
And he decided to climb it so he could get a better view of Jesus. So Zacchaeus climbed up into the tree. Pretend to climb. Watch out for that branch. He looked out, pretend to look, and saw Jesus in the middle of a big crowd. But Jesus was walking toward the tree where he was sitting.
All of a sudden, Jesus stopped right next to the tree where Zacchaeus was sitting. Then Jesus looked up in the tree and started talking right to Zacchaeus.
Whoa, no way. Let's get an even closer look at this story by reading what the Bible says about Jesus talking to Zacchaeus. Let's read Luke 19, 5 through 6 from the Bible together. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. Our story can be found in the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 19, verses 5 through 6. I'll give you a moment to find it. Luke 19, 5 through 6. It's okay to ask for help if you need it. If you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? Luke 19, 5 through 6 says, "And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, 'Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today.' So Zacchaeus hurried and came down and received him joyfully."
After Zacchaeus came down from the tree, he welcomed Jesus into his home, and they spent time together like they were good friends.
Yeah, Jesus' love and attention changed everything about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus decided to make right all the things that he had done wrong, like stealing money. He gave half of everything he owned to the poor, and he gave back all the money he stole from people, plus some extra to say, "I'm sorry."
Zacchaeus was a sinner that loved money. But that did not mean that Jesus did not want to spend time with Zacchaeus. Jesus loved people that were sinners, just like you and I are sinners. In fact, Jesus came to save sinners. Jesus came to earth and spent lots of time teaching people all about God. Then Jesus died on the cross to save all who would believe in him. But Jesus didn't stay dead. After 1, 2, 3 days, Jesus came back to life.
And just like Zacchaeus, Jesus has the power to change our sick hearts into healthy hearts that love and trust Jesus. And that's great news. You just heard God's word, y'all. Let's play a game to see what you learned. We call it
5-Second Fly-Through Review. Our friend Banker Brad is back to play our game with us. Tell us how to play, Brad.
Meh. All right. I'm going to ask you 7 questions, and you'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, we'll shout out our answers together and see if you got it right.
Okay, everyone. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Question 1. What was Zacchaeus' job?
He was a tax collector.
Question 2. What was Zacchaeus doing that was wrong?
Stealing money.
Question 3. Why did Zacchaeus have a problem seeing Jesus?
He was short. Small.
Question 4. After Zacchaeus climbed the tree, what did Jesus do?
Jesus walked up to the tree and started talking to Zacchaeus.
Question 5. Jesus told Zacchaeus to come down from the tree so he could go to his
house.
Question 6. Did Zacchaeus obey?
Yeah.
Last one. Question 7. What did Zacchaeus decide to do after he spent time with Jesus?
Give back the money he stole.
How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible, or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? We hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, think of a way you can be generous with your time or money the way Zacchaeus was after Jesus gave him a new, healthy heart. Maybe you can buy groceries for an elderly person on your street or give money to a charity that helps people in times of need, just like we're in right now.
As we finish up our time together, let's worship God through a song that reminds us that Jesus came to save sinners. Oh, oh.
Set us free. Jesus came to save sinners like you and me. Rose from the dead, he beats it.
Listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
And if you'd like to read more about Zacchaeus, you can turn to Luke 19, 5-6 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about this show, be sure to check out this episode's description or visit tvcresources.net.
Tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again soon.
Toodaloo!